First of all, my condolences to Mrs. Mtukudzi and the family. I want to say that he was a hero in that he unified the nation. Even at a time when Zimbabwe was going through a tough time economically, his music projected Zimbabwe. He raised the flag for Zimbabwe at every level. Zimbabwe was known because of Oliver Mtukudzi. He was the ambassador for Zimbabwe. He went across the world and never said anything about his country, but saying good about his country. And this is something which I believe is critical. The National Heroes Acre, the National Shrine, is not only for people who went to the liberation struggle, but it's for people who contributed immensely to the emancipation of the people of Zimbabwe through the struggle, through music, through many other attributes that they might have. It goes without saying that you shall see that place packed at the highest capacity ever because of who Dr. Oliver Mtukudzi was. He was loved by people, and his voice and his message was for the people of the world. And at this point, I also took the opportunity to inform His Excellency President Mnangagwa of the death of Oliver Mtukudzi, and he was deeply concerned and sends his condolences to the Mtukudzi family because he knows him from Kwekwe. And he used to see him, and he used to visit him. He used to listen to his music. He used to enjoy his music. As a result, I informed him that I'm writing to him, and he has said to me he's looking forward to the letter, and he will consider it. I have no doubt with the person that His Excellency is, and the person he knows him to Kudzi, he shall be given that. It is my prayer, and the nation is also praying in that. At this point in time, Zimbabwe needs somebody who is able to bring us together in the hope of peace, unity, and love. And there's no better person than Mtukudzi. He becomes a critical catalyst for the development and for the way forward for Zimbabwe at this point in time.
Mr. Mtukudzi obviously was from your Norton constituents. Can you tell us about some of his works in your constituents?
Norton has been robbed. Norton has been robbed of a father, a friend, a grandfather, a musician, per excellency. He had this Pakarepaya institution, which he built not for himself, but to also record for young artists, up-and-coming artists who had no resource whatsoever to go to recording a studio. You must know that the most critical opportunity that a musician wants is to be able to have their music recorded, and a lot of money is charged. But Mtukudzi brought them through. Mbeu is one of the good musicians amongst many. Dada Bob, headmaster, was working around Mtukudzi for a long time, and he was also part of the team that molded these young people and so forth. It goes without saying that his facility was for the orphans in music who have now matured and have become well-to-do because of his heart. He was a humble man who would talk to anybody. He did not want anything to do with controversy. I remember meeting him and saying, "You're a politician, Honorable Mliswa. I see a politician, and may we just confine our relationship to the development of Norton and no politics." And that I understood. And for me, he made me realize that, you know, you could work with anybody as long as you respected their space. So I really want to say that it's a loss to Norton, it's a loss to Mashwest, it's a loss to Zimbabwe, to the SADC region, to Africa and the world at large. An icon has gone, is no more. My condolences to the family.